I love stories like this. Community First Credit Union CEO Todd Sheffield came on the show to talk about how they've gotten around the security concerns of members wearing a face covering or a mask in the branch. Check out our conversation with Todd here, and it's really good stuff. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Community First Credit Union's very own Todd Sheffield. Todd, how you guys doing?
All right, we're doing good, Mike. Nice to meet you.
Nice to virtually meet you as well, as I think this is kind of the common occurrence these days now. Zoom is very popular.
This is how we communicate.
That's right, for the time being. Can't wait to get back out there and see everybody again, though. Can't come soon enough, for sure. But we will deal with it day by day.
Yes.
Day by day. Hey, you guys have done something super interesting at your credit union, because obviously when we go out in public now, a lot of states and stuff, they're mandated to wear these face coverings or face masks. And I think a lot of people, including yourself, are probably thinking, well, what happens when a member comes into a branch and they got this face covering on, a couple of months ago, that was no, but now, so what is going on your opinion as far as this is what's happening there?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point. So we're in five counties north of San Francisco, and each county is a little bit different. But most of the counties now, if you're out visiting a retail location, you need to wear a mask, facial covering, call it what you want. Which, as you just said, 2 months ago, we don't let you in if you're wearing a mask.
Right.
And now we don't let you in unless you are wearing a mask. So, paradigm shift there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the first reaction was, well, yeah, what are we going to do letting these people in with masks? Now, we already had the metering. So, in our busier branches, we will have a staff member placed at the front door, and they would meter people in, so we didn't get too many people in the inside the branch at one point in time. So, we already had the people out there. So, we said, well, you better check their ID, right? See who's coming in here. Maybe even have them pull down their mask if you can't tell who they are, which seems kind of dumb, but
we're
trying to work with what we've got here.
Yeah.
So we made people start pulling out their ID at the front door before we'd let them in. Well, they'd put it away and they'd get up to the teller line and same problem. Who is this person? They've got a mask on. Pull your ID out again. So I felt like we're like the TSA line, right? Every time you put your wallet away with your ID, it's like, oh, damn, I got to pull it out
again. Yeah.
Not a good experience. I mean, the whole thing is not really a good experience, but we're working with what we've got. And what could we do to make that experience better?
Yeah.
At least alleviate it some was the task that we came up with. So
now you worked with your core processor on working on a better solution rather than the TSA line at your branches. So how did you guys work with, Correlation is your core processor. So how did you work with them on solution number two, the better way to go, I hear?
Yeah, so we run Keystone Correlations platform. And actually we didn't work with them. I think the story is how powerful their program is that we were able to just come up with something on our own.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Using some of the tools that they have.
Gotcha.
And within a couple of weeks, we had this thing up and running without any help from them. I actually told them about it after we had it all working. So
guess what we did?
And it was pretty inexpensive and very quick. Again, a couple of weeks, we had it up and working. And so then I let Correlation know about it. Okay. Because I figured they'd probably want to share it with their clients.
Yeah, yeah. So what? So how did you? What is the? What did you guys do to make this?
Right. So this idea about, well, how can we make it better? So somebody's got to pull out their license up at the front. What do we do with it? Couldn't it be cool if we could tell the teller line, oh, this person's already been ID'd and they're coming your way. So how do we do that? So we know some systems you can swipe a debit card and it'll look up your account automatically. So we had that kind of kernel thought in their mind. We thought, well, what about, we don't want the debit card because we want their ID. So we were looking at the driver's license. In California here, on the back of a driver's license is a QR code. And you can actually, if you have a QR reader on your smartphone, you can read it. And it'll tell you everything that's on the front of the driver's license. So we thought, well, what can we do with that QR code? So we bought a $70 scanner, QR scanner, that's wireless. And so you've got a QR scanner at the front, wireless, and then we have a Microsoft Surface on the table there. So the member comes up, oh, sorry, member, we need to see your ID. They don't even have to hand it over to anybody because we can scan it, have the member keep holding it, scan it with this wireless QR code reader, goes into the Microsoft Surface, which is running Keystone. So then my programmers developed a script that then will read that information and then search the database to see if that person has an account. And we search by a few things. The first thing, I believe, is the driver's license number, but we can also do a name and things like that, find the account. If they're a member, their account pops up right on that surface. So the person metering people at the front door can go, oh, yeah, okay, that's you. Yep, you're a member. Come on in, right? If they're not a member, we do load it into another bucket. So essentially, we're timestamping everybody that comes into the branch now, which is another advantage I can get to in a second. But then Keystone has this thing called interaction opportunity. So it's whereby one staff person can get some information from a member, I need help with such and such, and forward it to another group that might actually take care of it. Maybe need a new debit card, something like that. Person who gets a request can't handle it, but they can put it into this thing called interaction opportunity and goes to another group. So that's what we came up with that the Power Keystone has, is that then the script first looks up the member. Second thing they do is they create this interaction opportunity, and it goes to the teller group at that branch. And so then the teller group will see, it'll be a work queue essentially. Here's all the people that have been at the front door and they've been ID verified. All the teller needs to do is click on their name in that queue and it pops their account again. So a lot of times, yeah, we recognize our members. I know most credit unions know their members well, particularly the ones that are coming into the branch. And we don't even have to say anything. Even with a mask, we can recognize them. But if we don't, we just ask their name. We see their name on that queue, click on it, boom, they're all set to go. Don't need to pull out their driver's license again. So
that is so cool. See, I knew there was going to be some really cool innovations to come. I mean, this, the silver lining of this, you know, is there's going to be some really neat innovations that are going to come from it, not only right now, but 6 months down the road. And you guys are right there in the mix of, like, hey, this we solved this issue, you know, and now with technology and a little ingenuity and some really creative thinking, these are the things that I really enjoy hearing. And this is the reason why I do these interviews. Like, I get to hear things like this and go, oh my gosh, we really know how to work around these things and come up with a better solution. So it's really cool to hear that.
Yeah, that's my prediction, that we'll be wearing masks for a while. I could easily be wrong. Difficult to predict the future. True. So I think we'll use it for quite a while. It's a low cost to get into it, the $70 scanner. And the Surface was a little bit more, but we'll have other uses for those.
Oh, no doubt.
But yeah, I think we could tweak our program in the future to use it a different way. And it's not just going to be kind of this one-off.
Tell me about the timestamp aspect of it as well. You wanted to talk about that as well, that advantage of this.
Yeah. So in addition to my prediction about wearing masks, I think this tracing will become a big deal. Right?
Yeah.
It seems like the shutdown is going to be difficult to sustain. Instead, what we've got to do is testing and tracing. So we had a pretty good idea who came into our branches already, because if they did a transaction, we have that logged in the core system. But what if it was a non-member or something like that, or two people came in together and they did one transaction on account? By scanning every single driver's license, now we have a complete list of everybody who came into the branch. So not only are we adding to the security of letting people in, but now we have a definitive tracing of who came in and when. Mm-hmm. So if some kind of scenario where somebody, if they find out somebody in the community was infected, and we find out, they came into my branch at 1 o'clock, I can tell you everybody else that was in the branch at 1 o'clock really easily. So I kind of like that little added benefit that we've got this timestamp.
Yeah, no doubt. And also the, you know, all the fraud that's going on right now and all the bad actors out there doing some just unfortunate stuff out there. They're taking advantage of what's going on, but this also kind of enhances the security level, I would think, as well. And I think you alluded to it in your response about even preventing some bad actors of physically entering your branch, because that would be a big deterrent.
Yeah, we hope it does. Obviously, you know, our people out there aren't security guards. Somebody could still come in and, you know, rush past the door. But I think we make it a little more intimidating. for someone to do that. Yeah. And so hopefully that aspect will be enough to scare them away.
And so what's been the feedback? I mean, how long have you guys been using this? And then what's the feedback from the members been?
We've been using it about 3 or 4 days now in the branch. It's good. And we're the policemen now, unfortunately, that in our counties, we have to police that people are wearing masks. So the first couple of days were a little rough because people weren't quite ready for it. Now they're ready for it, and there's no problem with that anymore in most cases. But then now we add this other layer, the driver's license. So I think they appreciate that we're trying to make it easier for them. Everybody's pretty, you know, after the first day of pulling out driver's license, at first that was a hassle. And okay, now I understand that because I'm wearing a mask. I got to pull my driver's license. So you always have to get through these hurdles and then it smooths out. But then for them to see that we're trying to make it easier for them, okay, you only have to pull your driver's license once. We got an ID verified.
Yeah,
that they appreciate our effort to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, I would definitely. My gosh, take all the security measures you want. I would be all over that. Do you have any advice for other credit unions who may be kind of stuck in maybe a similar position or something like that? Just because I just think this is so creative, and you're just taking advantage of the technology, and then again the innovation, all that type of stuff. Any advice for other credit unions out there who may be stuck on the fence on something like this?
Yeah, you know, it depends on your capabilities, but you also just got to start with that question, how can we make this experience better? And it's not a great experience, but we're trying to make it better than what it was with people constantly pulling out their driver's license. But we believe we have to do that for safety. So I guess that's the advice, to start with that question, how can we make this better, and then see what capabilities you have.
Got it.
In our case, with Keystone, with the power it has, and we have programmers on staff, we're able to do it ourselves pretty quickly.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, guess what we did? Check this out. That's really awesome. That's really cool. All right, Todd, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. I know you probably have a full plate. We appreciate the time. And then again, just the creativity and the ingenuity, all those words, it's really cool to see credit unions doing things like this. Cause I just knew some really neat stuff would come of this. So, and you guys are proving the point for sure. So congrats on this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's been fun.
Oh, you're welcome, Todd. And if you guys come up with anything else really cool, let us know. We'd love to have you back on.
Okay.
That'd be fun. All right, Todd. All right. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. That was fun.
Good day.